Krishna. What gopis are telling? The elder persons are telling father, mother's like that Nand Baba has certainly did of Narayan. That is why he is saving him. So he has come in Krishna and he has done this. And what gopis? Gopis are taking on their eyes Govardhan. Oh Govardhan, be there. Don't be heavy on Krishna, otherwise he will. So Govardhan is there. And who is taking on the left hand and more left this?
Lost.
And on this. Because Radha lives always in the left side of Sri Krishna. So this all power potency is of Radhika. So Radhika has taken it. So in Vrindavan there is so much opulence, but yet it is covered with Madhurya Bhava. She is telling that Krishna always playing in Golok, but not in Golok, not in Mathura, Dwarka, he is in Vrindavan, Gokul, Radha Kunda, all this is in Vrindavan, with his all associates. All moods are there. Someone wants to argue like this, that in India there is a famous person who has written so big Chaitanya Charitamrita, Radhanath. His name, like Sahajiya, that there is no mood of Parkiya Bhava in Braja. So if anything is not seed, how it can come in? This world. So everything is there in Braja Vrindavan. So he is telling, Purna Bhagavan Krishna Goloke Braja Saha Nitya Vihar. Everything, Parkiya Bhava and all other things in Vrindavan. And from there he has descended with all in this Bhauma Vrindavan. In each universe there is a Vrindavan. And that is called where he comes and plays in this world. This is called Bhauma Vrindavan. There is no difference in Bhauma Vrindavan and there. Practically they are same, but there is some difference. Anyone cannot realize and see always playing Krishna there in Bhauma Vrindavan. But if anyone can go there having prem and he is perfect in prem, then in Golok Vrindavan he will see always playing Krishna there. He is telling. So those who are telling that there is no Parkiya Bhava in Vrindavan, there is no birth of Krishna there, always in Kishore, they are wrong. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given explanation for this. So he is telling here that in Vrindavan, in that proposed in Gokul Vrindavan, Vrindavan, this in 16 crores, Krishna always playing there. And from there he comes one time in one Brahma's day. How he is explaining, we are going to explain. One kirtan should be done. Saranagati, that is Saranagati? Surrender. Can you explain? Just stand up and explain these three principles of Saranagati with the example.
Example?
Yes, you should set example. Like first Saranagati example, first Saranagati and then its example, second example, third example, like six.
Example.
I will in the time in this time I can ask anyone, so be prepared for this. Don't think that she is telling. I may call anyone.
Oh, dawn to 4:11.
First, Saranagati and its example.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur describes the six kinds of Saranagati in his glorification of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, saying that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give ecstatic love of Krishna through these six limbs of Saranagati. And the first one he names is Chainya, or humility. And one example of humility.
What?
Humility, Chainya?
Comes in the line order. First,
accepting
I told.
Accepting everything favorable.
Yes.
In Krishna's service. And rejecting everything unfavorable.
This is second.
First. Accepting everything favorable in Krishna's service.
Yeah. Who is the example? And so many, all devotees.
Prahlad Maharaj accepted all the chastisements of his father as favorable for remembering Krishna.
You can give example of Ambarish Maharaj.
Ambarish Maharaj.
How he used to serve by his all senses.
Maharaj Ambarish used all nine parts of bhakti. He engaged his legs in walking to the temple of the Lord. He engaged his nose in smelling the incense offered to the Lord. He engaged his eyes in seeing the deity of the Lord. And he also personally performed the arti of his deity. He engaged his hands in cleaning the temple of the Lord. He first of all engaged his mind in always thinking of the Lord. And in this way he engaged everything that he owned in the Lord's service.
And his kingdom?
And his kingdom he also engaged.
How? His wife and children? We'll have to learn all these things by all these things. How Ambarish Maharaj utilized everything in the service of Krishna, which was favorable. He made his kingdom also favorable, his five children. He made all Krishna servants. He used to apne arth ko, rupay ko, monies in preaching Krishna name and fame, making temples, making all these things, helping devotees all, that they are all Krishna servants, myself same. They are all servant of Krishna. So he used to take all the things favorable for Krishna. Govinda Bhakta. Second, how he anyone unfavorable things to be. Yes. Any example?
Many examples of them. One example is Bali Maharaj.
Yes.
That
what he did?
When his spiritual master
very
Shukracharya.
Good answer.
He was
be ready all.
His guru told him not to give the land, three sets of land, to Vamadeva, because this little Brahmin boy was actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead in disguise. So he had to make a choice. So because he knew that ultimately what is favorable to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it was unfavorable to follow his guru in that situation. So he shows the example of even if the spiritual master gives one the wrong path, that's unfavorable, and one should always take the path of pure devotion service.
Any other examples?
Another example that comes to mind is A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, in the sense that when he was in his grihastha situation and he was performing preaching activities, namahat preaching, at his home, from his home. But when it became unfavorable in the sense that his wife became too much, she was too much opposing, and she sold his
sons also.
And sons, and they opposed and presented too much of an obstacle, then he could understand that that situation was unfavorable, and then he took to Vanaprastha ashram.
Any more examples? Gopis herself.
The gopis are the supreme example.
Left there, husband.
Practical, yes, yes.
Bharat Maharaj, Bharat, the brother of Ram.
Yes, Bharat Maharaj also is another example that when his mother, Kaikeyi, she acted in such a way towards Lord Ramachandra, then he renounced his relationship with her. He saw that to be unfavorable.
Why?
Because
her mother?
Mother Kaikeyi had she had a benediction, she had a boon that she could ask from her husband Maharaj Dasarath.
What?
And she asked that Ram would be banished to the forest and that Bharat would become king.
Why he asked the benediction that Ram should go to forest? What was needed? She should simply told her, told to that Dasarath, Bharat will be the king.
Yeah.
Only this way.
But
why?
She was fearing that if Ram was still in the kingdom, then somehow some things would be manipulated so that he would again become king. So in this way, she asked that he be banished to the forest, and also that Bharat be made king.
Any other example? Naveen? Naveen, by sitting? If you not, no. You should learn and always remember all these things. Any situation, any problem which is not helpful for Krishna, at once give up. Don't worry about that.
Pratikulasa
vivarjanam,
that means
sweet
is not
example.
Favor we have to reject the immediate. So Prahlad Maharaj, when he was in Iran, his father sent him to school, and when he returned, asked him which you have learned, which is the best your teachings you have learned from your school. Then Prahlad Maharaj explained Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasasakamatma Nivedanam Itipum Sarkita Vishnu Hostiske Namalakhana Kriyed Bhagavatam Dhatan Manyaritam Uttamam. Prahlad told that Savan means hearing and Kirtan, he explained about all things in Navavida Bhakti. His father became furious. His father wanted to kill him at any cost in different ways. But Prahlad Maharaj never fearful. Always he was strong and he rejected his father. So here is a teaching that if anyone will be unfavorable for
even father, even guru, even husband, even mother, even son, even wealth, anything, even king, even a big society, kick it at once, dot Krishna. So this is the
jinke priyana ram bhai dehi tajyo koti bhai samajadva paramasa nahi tajyo pita parla parla ma is his father. Did he son Bandhu? Bibhishan Lady's brother. Because Ramchandra, King Ravan, stolen Sita Devi, the eternal potential of Ramchandra. Bibhishan requests him not to do so, return her back to Ramchandra. Bibhishan don't agree with his proposal, he kicks him. Then Bibhishan left his brother, kingdom, everything. So with the soul is king, then king also, kingdom also, relative also. So Bibhishan leave all of them. King, kingdom, relative, he left all of them. So Bibhishan Bandhu, Bharat Mahatari, which Govindabhu told Bharat Maharaj, that means younger brother of Ramchandra, leave his mother. In the end, the last days of Kaikeyi, Ramchandra's kingdom, when Ramchandra was ruler of Ayodhya, then Mother Kaikeyi asked Ramchandra, "Oh Ramchandra, I want something from you." Ramchandra, "Yes, if you want my life also, I can give it, I can donate you for your service." Then Kaikeyi Devi told that, "I want that Bharat will address me only one time in my whole life, Mother." Then Ramchandra told, "Yes, I shall try." Then Ramchandra went to Bharat and asked Bharat, "Oh my dear brother, I have one request, can you obey my order?" Then Bharat Maharaj thinks, now he is in a dilemma. "Oh, before ordering I fulfill all his desires, why is asking so? There must be some mysterious thing." He told, replied simply, "Yes, I can carry out all of your orders. I can live my heart and soul also, offer life also for your service, but only one condition, I should not address Maharani Kaikeyi as a mother." So Bharat Maharaj leave Kaikeyi forever, not address him as a mother. He cut off his all relative with mother's son. So Bharat Mahatari, Tajyo Pitapalla Vibhishan Bandhu Bharat Mahatari, Guru Bali Tajyo. Bali Maharaj leave his guru. Guru never rejected. If Buddha will be in the way of service of Vaishnava, Guru and God, then he will react and he will be not allowed to, but he will hate Vaishnava, then he must be rejected. Guru Vaishnava is the teacher. Or Guru of Yavalaktasa Karja Karja Ajanasa Utpata Pratipannasa Paritthago Vidhiyate. So Bali Maharaj rejected Gurudev. Bali Maharaj, when he was donating every charity, giving some charity every day, then one day Brahman Dev came in disguise of his Brahman boy.
Very briefly.
And he won some donation, some charity. He told, "If you what you want, I can give you." He told, "Oh, now I am a simple Brahman boy. I am always peaceful, I want only sweetest land for my sadhan bhajan." Then he told, "Yes, no problem." Then he told, "Do sankalpa." When he tried to do sankalpa, water is not coming. Then Bamande replied, "Oh, yes, so many servants, they could not clean it properly. So water is not coming. Better bring one glass, kush by name, kush. You can push it, then water will come out. If there is any dirt inside, it will go up inside. When you do it, then blood is coming. Why so? If anyone will be of way of service of God, then he has to be blind." So Bali Maharaj rejected Gurudev Shukracharya. He became blind in one eye. Because he is in a way of service of God, so he loses one eye forever. So Bali Guru told you, Kantavaya Balitan, the gopis, they left their husbands. In this world, our brother, sister, or relative are our favorite, but most favorite in this universe, for her wife, husband is most favorable and most near and dear. They can leave his son, they can leave his relative, father-in-law, mother-in-law, father-in-law, anyone, but they could not reject husband very easily. But the gopis of Braj, they leave their husband also for service of Krishna. They come in way of service of Krishna, so they leave their husband also. So in this Bas. One prayer, all example is there.
Bas.
Hare Krishna.
Now, then what comes?
Yes, sir.
You should sit down. Taking too much time.
Krishna is always protecting the devotees. Example is Draupadi,
yes.
Who was.
Name all. They know all
yes.
Draupadi. And?
Kunti Devi, Pandavas,
yes.
Always harassed. So many problems, so many obstacles came, but they always remembered Krishna under any circumstances.
Like Haridas Thakur.
Haridas Thakur.
He remembered. And he was anyone was killing him, but he. They know that Krishna is protector, always. And Atmanivedan, Bali Maharaj has offered his whole thing in the lotus feet of Bamandev. Atmanivedan. More than that, Arjuna has given himself. All are in Arjuna. All these things are any good devotees, perfect devotees. First this will come, then he will be perfect devotees, then he can enter in bhakti realm. If you are fearing for all these six, then you are losing your time, losing. You cannot enter. Whether you want to enter in bhakti realm or to satisfy the persons in this world for you're making money and all these things. What you want? I think if you are bona fide Vaishnava and want to be, then don't worry for all these things. Keep them all aside and try to enter in bhakti realm. Being so, having so much faith is strong to Krishna. He will surely save us. Then why to fear? Now, we are coming in Chaitanya. Krishna always playing in Golok Vrindavan with his all associates. Five kinds of associates are there. Sant, Dasya, More?
Satya.
Satya more? All are there. All Krishna thinks there is something. Taking all Brajabhumi, all ever liberated mayur, peacocks and all birds, all cows, all associates, friends, mother, father, every taking from that place. Also Jamuna river is not a general river of the world. Mountain Govardhan, everything from there he is. And in this world he, in Braja, he lived for 9 years or 10 years. And after that he went to Mathura, and after that he went to Dwarka. So when he was playing in Braja here, in Vrindavan, West Dhiri Vrindavan, still he is playing. All associates and all are there. But if there is no bhakti, he cannot see. And sadharan bhakti will not do. Sadharan means only bhakti. It should come in the stage of bhav. Then he can, time to time he can realize and see, otherwise not. So he comes in this world, to sprinkle his mercy to all jivas who are doing sadhana, who are not doing sadhana, who are matured up to bhava, who has come as a prem also, to bestow his mercy, to
elevate
them. So he comes in one day, in only one time, and when the time is over, time was over, he was antardhyan,
disappeared
with all braja, all associates, all places. And he is thinking something there. He is thinking that Chirakal nahi kari prema bhakti dan, bhakti bina jagater nahi avasthan. What is the purpose of Swami?
For a long time, Krishna said, I have not bestowed unalloyed loving service to me upon the inhabitants of the world. Without such loving attachment, the existence of the material world is useless.
Yes.
Therefore, the Lord seldom awards pure transcendental love, but without such pure love of God, free from fruitive activities and empiric speculation, one cannot attain perfection in life.
I think there are so many devotees that here, they have all Chaitanya Charitamrita, and all Chaitanya Charitamrita has his Swamiji's purpose. But I think that no one of his own devotees has explained all these things to you. Why? Why such a beautiful, such a powerful thing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this? They cannot explain these things. Why? Because they are not interested in all this. So we must try to be in the association of the Vaishnavas who are interested in these things, not only worldly things. We have not come to this world, and after that we will have to give up all these things. So why we should worry for this? Bhaktivedanta Swami has also come for this purpose, to give all these things. But I think very rare persons realize that he has come for this purpose only. They saw that he was cutting jungles, and they joined in cutting jungles, and they are thinking that, oh, jungle cutting is the highest thing in this world. We are cutting the jungles to reside there, to make some construction there. So that construction is bhakti construction. If you are always cutting in lakhs and lakhs, but go on doing, there is no scarcity, abhav nahi hai jungle ka. Everywhere jungle, and go on cutting for lives. What is useless? That is his telling. World is bhakti bina jagater nahi avasthan. What line? In purport.
Without such loving attachment, the existence of the material world is useless.
So cutting up jungles is also useless if his mood is not to make construction of bhakti in the hearts of pure devotees. This is the main thing. We have not come to make so many construction. I know that in England, in America, also in India, Paris, their bathrooms are more costly than our temples. I know. We should give our whole attention and whole energy in this thing. As it is useful, as our Swamis has done, our Gurus has done, they have also built all these things, they have constructed, they have done, they have cut jungles, they are so powerful. If you are going to cut jungles of Mayavadi, you will be Mayavadi, because you are not so powerful. If you are going to make Sajya and Vishai, Vishai means material, Pasti, to make devotees, the same condition stage will come, like a person who are drowning in the current of a very big river and he did not know how to swim, and he saw that a person is drowning and going in his